Well, good morning, everybody. It is good to have you on our Saturday morning national conference call, whether you're calling in from the UK or whether you're calling in from Florida or up to Seattle or every place in between. It is good to have all of you guys on the phone this morning, and we look forward to it every Saturday morning. It's one of the highlights of our week is being able to reach out and touch base with the people we really care about and love, and thank you very much for being on the call. We want to announce Alan will not be on the call this morning, right, Malin?
Correct. He's with his family. If you guys remember, his grandfather passed away a little while ago, and now the family's getting together to get the memorabilia. So he's kind of in phase two of that, so we wish him well.
Yeah. So Alan normally does the announcements, believe it or not. I will be tasked with that this morning. And, you know, I'll tell you what, every morning, you know, everyone has their routines that they go through. And our routine, Malin and I, we like to get up and we like to go for a walk early in the mornings. And it's kind of a great time to kind of line up everything you want to do for the day, talk about all the important things that you feel you need to cover, and, you know, set your week, set your day, set your week out. And I cannot even believe it that here we are and it's the end of the month. And, you know, I mean, I don't know if it's that way for everybody else, but for me, it seems like time passes faster and faster. My dad used to always say to me, he goes, you know, when you're 30, it's like a car. When you're 30 years old, you know, believe it or not, you feel like you're going 30 miles an hour. Life's just kind of going by, but not as fast. But he goes, as you get older, as you get 40, it's like you're going 40 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour. And he goes, you know, my dad's now 85, and he goes, you know, you just can't believe, you just kind of blink and time goes by. So you got to make the most of every day. You got to enjoy life. And that's one of the things that, you know, Malin and I appreciate every single day is as we talk about all the things that go on in all of our lives are busy and crazy, and we're glad that you've implemented Limitless into it. So let me just get to it from a standpoint of any announcements that are made. I mean, as far as the end of the month goes, if you go to your Limitless Voice, you will see that we're still doing a call on Monday, the 31st. For those of you that are local, you'll probably be coming up to the office, many of you, to close out your months. And, you know, we'll call will be open on Monday, the 31st. And there will be a big gang in the office. I know I'll be there as well. And I know a lot of distributors are coming up on Monday for the end of the month. So Monday, July 31st, we'll still be doing our noon call, and that'll be a lot of fun. And then on Tuesday, you know, we'll be doing the NSF Certified for Sport broadcast, as I like to call it, with Stephen Randolph and Shan Lasek. And, you know, I like that very, very much because I can't even tell you. A lot of people say, hey, you know, I don't know any sports athletes. And it's not even that causes people. It's not even that, you know, we may be talking about NSF products for athletes. What it really does for me most of the time, most people that I know aren't that crazy about sports athletes or know that much about sports. And but what it does do is it does set the mindset for people that, wow, this person's a professional athlete, and this person's made millions of dollars, and they're willing to go on these products because they find something different about these products. How great is that? So it lends a certain air of credibility, and I love doing that broadcast with Steve and Shan. And, you know, I hate Shan because he's a triathlete, and he's, you know, you can pinch him and not get any fat. Very similar to my reaction when I pinch me, but Shan is such a great ambassador for our company and our products, and Steve Randolph, nicest guy in the world, and they kind of represent the athletes that we have on our products, and it's really wonderful on that. And so we want to remind everybody that that'll be on Tuesday night, but not to forget our Monday noon call for those of you that get on it. And then on Tuesday. I mean, and our month end, Malin goes to midnight Mountain Time, right? And so everything will be normal for our month end on Monday night. So we just want to make sure that you're all covered. What am I forgetting in there?
I think you got it.
Okay.
You know, emails will be available for month end close. So if you have questions or problems from 9 till midnight Mountain, it's all there.
And we're having a good month, and we've been up for the last couple of months, month over month, week over week. You know, it's just really exciting. And again, here we are coming on the end of July, and we're up this month over last month as well. So congratulations to you guys that are doing it. So make sure that you end your month strong and kind of go from there. And then also, you'll notice in the voicemail, we also talk about the fact that we have our X5 and X10 clubs, and Malin's done a video explaining how you qualify for our X5 and X10 clubs, and we sent out an email where we recognize those individuals who really worked very, very hard, because it's a difficult thing to make sure you have executives who qualify. And, of course, we always talk about how Cindy Maddox is the first person in our group to get X10. She's also our first presidential, and so we want to make sure we recognize that. But let me tell you, right on our heels, people who have hit X5 or passed X5 who are on the heels of Cindy, we want to make sure that we recognize Liz Perkins and Pam Hanks and Terry Camford. All of those individuals are really, really working hard. They're all also in one group, so that's kind of fun to see that being carried over. And then we want to especially reach out and recognize Lynn Moore and Dr. Dave Carpenter in Ken and Sandy's group. So, you know, congratulations, you guys, because, you know, doing that is quite an accomplishment in our company, and we want to make sure that you guys understand that. But if you want to know how to become an X5 or an X10, simply go and watch the video, and you can get all that information in the back office. So with that, I guess, is there anything else announcement-wise, Malin, that I need to make?
I think you got it covered.
Okay, so I'm excited about this morning's call because as Malin and I talk about things in the company and, you know, all the different things that we're doing inside the company and all the things that we know behind the scenes that are going on and what we're working on that we could not be more excited about as we move to what we're calling our Limitless 2.0 strategy. It is really, really fun to put together a game plan as to what we're doing. I was thinking just this morning when I woke up, I can't even believe 7 weeks from today is the September fly-in. And we've had a bunch of people calling us, you know, buying airplane tickets and, you know, very, very excited about coming in September 14th to the 16th. And so if that's not on your calendar, guys, you need to have that on your calendar. But as we talk about our strategy, as Malin and I talk about our strategy every day and the advantages that we feel we have, we get pretty passionate when we're walking. The good news is, have you ever noticed that when you're getting passionate or you're getting elevated, maybe it's something you don't like, you just pick up your intensity. And I noticed that during the walk. You know, sometimes I'm walking casually, and as I get more passionate, all of a sudden I speed up. And I'm not sure if it's the electrify or not, but, you know, you get really intense talking about things and planning out the excitement that you have going forward. And that's the way I feel right now. I say to Malin every day, I say, I can't believe, you know, where we are. I had the opportunity to go in and have some meetings in the office with our corporate staff, and that was a lot of fun. I always enjoy doing that. And so the one thing I do know is that probably the person who has the most passion in the company, if you think about from a leadership standpoint, they seem to have so much success. And I think, you know, you just look at those people who hit our X10s and our X5s, and, you know, who wouldn't say that Cindy has passion, or who wouldn't say that Liz or Pam or Lynn or Terry have passion in the company or any of our leadership. But I want to say I think the person who has the most passion in the whole company, and maybe it's because I'm prejudiced, but I feel because I understand behind the scenes how much she cares about this company, is my wife. And so when we were thinking about the call this morning, I had mentioned to Malin that, you know, we do see webinars all the time, that, you know, she reaches out and does webinars. But I said, it would be great just to hear from you. So I am so thrilled to be able to take a moment and tell my wife how much publicly I love her, and I love her passion in the company, and I love how much she cares about you guys. And so with that, Malin, I'm just going to turn it over to you.
Well, thank you, sweetie, and I'm just grateful that I have long legs to keep up with you on those passionate morning walks. You know, summer is a great time. You can spend time outdoors. You're not cooped up. And one of the things I love about summer, although I haven't had a chance to do it a lot in the last few years, is golf. Golf, what a game. And, you know, it's kind of an interesting game. First of all, the equipment, right? They call it a club. Really? I think of a club as a caveman with a burly weapon in which to procure his food, or I've even teased a lot to catch a woman. You know, the cartoon where he clubs her on the head and drags her by the hair, and I just say, I think, heavens, I live in a day where chivalry isn't completely dead. But in golf, a club is a super skinny stick with a scoopy thing on the end, and the goal is to take this skinny stick,
I get it.
And hit an itty-bitty ball into an itty-bitty hole that's about 4 football fields away. And some people think that would just be crazy. And it takes skill or stupidity to really fall in love with this game. Personally, I have golfed. I love the game, and I hate the game. In a few hours, I can be totally intimidated, empowered, humiliated, exonerated, elated, berated, and so pumped up because I hit just one really great shot to keep me coming back the next time. In the day where I had more time and I really golfed a lot, I was playing in tournaments, and I really loved the game. But one tournament that I played in was kind of a fun tournament, and I played in it with my brother, Scotty. And, you know, I love my brother, Scotty. He's my older brother. I'm the youngest of five, and he's the middle child. And this was a tournament that I got invited to amongst him and his friends. And as I went out and golfed, and I because I have long legs and I'm intense sometimes, I can hit the ball pretty well. I can hit a pretty good long drive. And it just so happened in this particular tournament, on the hole where they had a long drive contest, I won the longest drive. Out of everybody, male, female, good golfers, not so good golfers, I won the longest drive. And my brother was golfing with me. We were in the same team. And I just remember him jumping out of his golf cart and pointing out where I'd hit the ball and saying, you know, that's my sister. That's my sister. That's my baby sister. And I got more out of him being proud. I mean, I was really excited to hit the longest drive. And I was on a date. I was single at the time. And I was
yeah,
on
we
a
can
date.
Skip over that part.
And, you know, I kind of intimidated my date, who thought he was a really, really good golfer. And it was kind of fun to show him up a little bit. And of course, obviously that didn't work out because I'm married to Steve. But that was a really, really good time. And so, you know, aside from the elation of hitting those one miraculous shots, what I really love most about the game of golf is the mindset. And you have to gain skills. Obviously, in golf, you have to have a long shot. They always say, you know, drive for show, putt for dough. And there's a lot of good things like that. But as your skills grow in the game of golf, really the most important thing about the game is your mindset. And when I talk about mindset, I mean focus and vision and emotions, keeping your emotions in check. And I will tell you, golf will teach you those lessons about mindset over and over and over again. And if you will work on your mindset, you will have fun in golf. If you don't, it will kick your trash. When you have a bad shot, you have to let it roll off your back and keep your head in the game. And you've heard the phrase, if you think you can, you will. And if you think you can't, you won't. Well, never is that statement more true than in golf. If you don't think you can make a shot, you're surely not going to make it. Mindset, such an important life skill. It's important in our business. We try to gain mindset. You know, we try and train a lot about mindset, and because we know it's so important. But if I told you I was going to talk about mindset today, yet again, you'd probably feel like taking a snooze because we try and teach it a lot. You'd be saying, really, Malin, another mindset talk? So today I want to talk about golf and how its principles can help you in business. Lots of phrases come from golf. Have you ever heard up to par? Well, in golf, par is the score you take if you do exactly what the course requires. So if a hole is a par four, then you need to take that little skinny stick and get your ball in the hole in four shots. And if you go over, one over par is called a bogey, and that makes you kind of sad, right? Because now your score is higher than it should be. And if you go one under, then you have a birdie, and that makes you happy. And if you go two under par, that's called an eagle. So you have a one under par is a little birdie, and one's an eagle, and that's super elated. And then there's a thing called an ace. That's a hole-in-one. So if you get a hole-in-one, well, you just have to do a little jiggy dance. I'm sorry. If you get a hole-in-one, which doesn't happen very often, that's where you think you're going to have a heart attack and you will come back golfing forever in life. And so if someone says you're up to par, that just means you're doing standard for the course. Another phrase I like in golf is to go to school on someone else's shot, meaning learn from the guy ahead of you about the shot you're about to take. And there's more other things, but I kind of want to talk about pro golf. And, you know, we can go to school. We use that term a lot, Steve and I do, when we're on our walks. Let's go to school on what other companies are doing. Let's go to school on other leaders. Let's go to school on what we've tried and did and didn't work. So bogey, par, birdie, eagle, ace. I want to talk about pro golf for a moment. Last Sunday was the final round of the British Open in golf. And Jordan Spieth, who was 23 years old at the time, he actually turned 24 later this week, but he was 23, he won the tournament with an absolutely incredible finish. The final round, it's a four-day, you play 18 holes a day for 4 days, and so the final day on Sunday is the final round of 18 holes. And he had a three-shot lead, but he gave that lead up with three bogeys in the first four holes. Now, guys, think about this. These are pro golfers. When Steve and I are watching golf and someone gets a bogey, he's like, how can a professional golfer get a bogey? Well, because that's the life. Or if it's a three-foot putt or a six-foot putt, well, how can they miss those putts? Well, because they're still humans, right? Well, this guy had three bogeys in the first four holes on the last day. And so he lost
and fell behind.
Yeah, well, he lost the lead. And then on the 13th hole, he hit a horrible first shot. It landed 100 yards, guys, 100 yards. Now, remember, I talk about football fields. An entire football field off to the right is where his first shot went on the 13th hole from where he was aiming into this terrible, rough terrain. I mean, tall, tall grass. It was just gnarly. And only because he had a lot of fans watching were they even able to find where his ball has landed, or it would have given him extra penalty strokes because he would have lost his ball and would have had to shoot again. But when he got up to his ball, he also found that he was amongst the trailers for the television crews. And so, and he had a small little mountain between him and the hole. He couldn't even see where the hole was. I mean, talk about the worst of the worst situations. And for most people in that situation, even when you're just a regular golfer, if you do something like that, you do what we call a mulligan, right? That's a cheater name for a mulligan. Oh, I'll just do a do-over. I'll just have a do-over. Well, you don't get do-overs in pro golf. And so he had to figure out what to do. So he had to take a penalty stroke so he could drop it in a place where he could actually shoot the ball, not just be in between two television crew trailers. And so he had to drop the ball even further away from the hole so he could get a better line of shot toward the hole. But get this, guys, he ended up, after all of that and taking a penalty stroke, he ended up only bogeying the hole. And so now he was only one shot behind the lead, Matt Kuchner, who we love. I kept saying to Steve, I don't care who wins, either young buck Jordan Spieth or Matt Kuchner, who hasn't won a major championship yet. I could have pulled for either one of them. But what happened next in this incredible round of golf was so inspiring. The very next hole was a par three, and he almost aced the hole. He almost got a hole-in-one. He was like, it landed and rolled, and it just missed the hole by an inch and rolled barely past. But he birdied the hole, so now he was tied for the lead. Then the next hole, he sunk a 35-foot putt to make eagle, and then he birdied the next two holes, and he ultimately won the tournament with a three-stroke lead. I mean, talk about a comeback. Now, let me talk about how you can have ups and downs in this. Jordan Spieth won the Masters Championship in 2015, okay? In 2016, right, you want to come back, and when you win the Masters Championship, you get a green jacket, the coveted green jacket. And in 2016, he had a five-stroke lead with nine holes left, okay, a shoe-in to get another jacket the next year. And then in 2016 at the Masters Championship, Jordan Spieth suffered one of the biggest collapses in Masters history. He bogeyed the 10th and 11th holes, and he hit two balls in the water on the par 3 13 hole. Now, this par 3, this 13th hole in the Masters at Augusta, is one of the most beautiful and most notable holes in golf. It is beautiful. Par 3, awesome, so you only have to get three holes. He hit two balls in the water. Did you ever watch the movie Tin Cup with Kevin Costner? Now, even if you don't like golf, you have to watch Kevin Costner because he's Kevin Costner, right? No offense, honey. You're my Kevin Costner now. But back in
there
the day,
we go.
Watching Kevin Costner, he was a pro golfer, and he was stubborn. And so if a ball went in the water, rather than taking penalty strokes, dropping out, moving on, you have the option to go back to the tee and hit again. Well, he kept hitting balls into the water over and over and over and over again. And it was really a lesson about mindset and crashing in your mindset and actually being stubborn over mindset. Well, you know, getting back to Jordan, you know, he ended up with a quadruple. That's four over par, guys. You don't see that very often. Yeah, you see them miss a three-foot putt, Steve, and you miss them, and they get bogeys, and sometimes they'll even have a double bogey. But a quadruple bogey, that's the kind of stuff that us hacker golfers do, you know, most of the time, and when we're lucky, we get those birdies and pars. So he had a collapse. Well, this year at the Masters, he only finished tied for 11th, right? I mean, it's not like he was having a great 2017. And then he went to the U.S. Open, and he finished 35th. So coming into the British Open, or what they now call just the Open, he was not on a winning track, guys. This win of the British Open, first of all, I should have written down the stat. I think he's now tied with only one other person, Jack Nicklaus, for having won three of the major championships while he's only 23 years old. And so this was an incredible feat of mindset, guys. I even heard his caddy trying to keep him on mindset. Jordan said something about how he messed up on some hole, and his caddy said, don't say that. Take that back, right? Keep your head in the game. So how does all of this apply to you? You know, let's talk about the parallels between golf and us. Well, golf has skinny sticks. We have skinny sticks. Okay, that's a little pun. But in golf, you have to master some skills. And there are some skills you want to master in Limitless and building your business, but they are fairly simple. You just have to do them over and over and over again. But most important is mindset. Mindset can make or break you in golf. I'm just telling you. And mindset can make or break you in building your business, because mindset is everything as you're applying those skills to your Limitless business. The skills are simple. They just need to be applied. And, guys, we're honing in on Limitless 2.0. You know, when we had our fly-in in February kicking off this year, and we said this year is the year where you're going to see you know, we're going to be dripping out Limitless 2.0, and we introduced the X5 and the X10 Club. We talked about that, and we in March and May, we introduced our Find Your Limitless packs as part of Limitless 2.0. And part of those packs are just a simple way to introduce, you know, the packs that we have and the great products that we have. Instead of getting so deep into the science, which is amazing, nobody else has the science that we have. But you can either dig down too deep into that, or you can keep your mindset where you're just trying to introduce people to these great products. Just introduce them to these great products. And then we introduced a great duplication model. Buy one pack a month to consume, buy a pack to sell, and purchase a Skinny Sticks variety pack. If you buy a pack for you, buy a pack to sell, and a Skinny Sticks variety pack, no matter what packs you're buying, first of all, you'll be an executive every single month. And that's the core of our business, is getting yourself to a place where you're an executive every month, gathering a lot of customers, and finding those distributors who will do the same thing. And then duplicating this model, if you duplicate, buy a pack for yourself, buy one to sell to a customer, and maybe those customers will become distributors, but buy a pack and buy a sale to a customer, you could, over a one-year period of time, you could also earn that $2,000 customer bonus, right? It can lead to the X5 and the X10 clubs. It can lead to the leadership retreats and the ladder bonuses. But nothing really happens until you apply that skill of duplication and control your mindset. And if you keep it simple and you focus on your vision and getting that, you know, setting those goals, and if you think about, you know, even this year as Jordan is building up to tournaments, you're going to have your ups and downs. You are going to have your struggles of mindset. It's going to happen. And if you look at Limitless, Limitless is reaching for the majors. You know, we've been through pioneering, and we've got a lot of people who've come through pioneering, and, you know, you've got to reach for that personally, and we are reaching for it as a company. You know, and there's so many people who talk about the value of mindset. And so I want to just talk about a little bit of that. Earl Nightingale, one of my favorite motivational authors, talks about how we become what we think about. And he quotes so many people that talk about, you know, a man's life is what his thoughts are. Everything comes if a man would only wait. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, a man is what he thinks about all day long. William James said, the greatest discovery of my generation is that human beings can alter their lives by altering their attitudes of mind. And he also said, we only need in cold blood act as if the thing in question was real, and it will become infallibly real by growing into such a connection with our life that it will become real. It will become so knit with habit and emotion that our interest in it will become those which characterize belief. He also said, if you only care enough for a result, you will almost certainly ascertain it. If you wish to be rich, you'll be rich. If you wish to be learned, you'll be learned. If you wish to be good, you'll be good. Even in the Bible, in Mark 9:23, it says, if thou canst believe, thou all things are possible to him that believeth. Norman Vincent Peale, one of the great motivators behind Amway in our own industry, says, this is one of the greatest laws in the universe. Fervently do I wish I had discovered it as a very young man. It dawned upon me much later in life, and I found it to be one of the greatest, if not my greatest, discovery outside of my relationship with God. And the great law, briefly and simply stated, is that if you think in negative terms, you will get negative results. If you think in positive terms, you will achieve positive results. Believe and succeed. William Shakespeare, I mean, guys, it's everywhere you look. William Shakespeare put it this way, our doubts are our traitors and make us lose the good we oft might win by fearing to attempt. George Bernard Shaw, people are always blaming their circumstances for what they are. I don't believe in circumstances. The people who get in on this world are the people who get up and look for the circumstances they want. And if they can't find them, they make them. So I kind of want to focus on one last thing, and that is get the fever. Golf is a fever. And if you can make it an acronym, fever is focus, emotions, vision, execution, and repetition. And our business is all about that, guys. Focus, emotions, vision, execution, and repetition. If you haven't taken the chance to get to know our PACs, if you haven't taken the chance to get to know our executive strategy, buy a pack to sell, and buy a skinny sticks to start sampling, and turn around and get into that X5, that X10 club. And congratulations to those who have caught that vision. And I can tell you, even those in the X5 and X10 club, you know, Cindy Maddox, if you think she hasn't gone through mindset and trials, this especially this year, think again. If you think that Liz and Pam and Terry and Lynn don't have mindset and setbacks where they don't need to feel like they got to grab themselves by the bootstrap, if you don't think they feel like they shot their ball 100 yards off between two television trailers and take the penalties and have to dig and fight their way back, think again. But there's nothing more rewarding. And we're all in this together as a family. We are limitless. We are Limitless 2.0. And come and join us. And thank every single one of you. I love every one of you. I share in the fears and the emotions. You know, when Steve and I are walking and we're having those passions, how do we make this better? How do we streamline? How do we help Limitless be better for every single person who's hanging their hat and taking their little skinny sticks and carving out a way to ace a hole-in-one? So with that, Steve, I'll turn it back to you.
Wow, Malin, that is so true. And you pointed out when we watched that golf tournament, and I'm not a golfer, I barely know the rules, you know. But you pointed out when we were watching that, which, by the way, was the most exciting golf I have ever watched in my life. Because when Jordan was standing between those two trailers, as Malin mentioned, and she caught this on the air because the TV cameras just happened to be on him as he was trying to walk up to the top of the hill so he could see where he's supposed to hit the ball, that's where he turned to his caddy, as Malin mentioned, and said, "Oh, I've really messed up." And he said, "Hey, you know, take that back. You know, you got to keep your head in the game." And the opposite is true, too. I notice that when people have success in this business, it gets easier, right? Anytime you have success, it gets easier. We have Paul and Noella and, you know, Wendy Sotelo right now is a rising star in our business. And I got to tell you, she feels invincible. We're going to have her on the call here in the next couple of weeks. To hear from her and how she succeeds. But I can tell you, when you're having results on the product, it is easy to go out and talk to people about how great our products are. So when Malin talks about the fact that, you know, all you got to do is buy a pack which you're going to consume and use, buy a pack which you're going to turn around and tell somebody about the business, and you duplicate that, and you got skinny sticks to sample as an introduction to get, you know, to have that start. When you do that every single month, your business will explode, and I guarantee you Wendy has no problem at all telling people about what's going on in her business and how it's growing and all the customers she's signing up and everything else. So, Malin, I just want you to know that thing about golf today is right on the mark, and I appreciate it very much. So why don't we go ahead and take it off mute, and you guys know the drill, and we want you to have a great Saturday and a great Limitless week, guys, and a great, great end of the month. You can be wherever you want to be by the end of the month. So with that, Malin, let's just take it off and hear where everyone's calling in from.
Thanks, Malin. Oh. Awesome.